Welcome to Our Wonderful World Media and Entertainment's Ask the Energy Expert, courtesy of Seaview Radio, broadcasting on 960 AM, 95.9 FM, and 106.9 FM from Stuart to Boynton Beach on Florida's East Coast. I'm Glenn Swift.
And I'm Sharon Curcioli.
And our guest today is Scott Rank, Conservation Program Coordinator and Energy Specialist for Florida Public Utilities. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Glenn and Sharon. Good to be here today.
It's great to have you.
Scott, Florida Public Utilities has been known for a long time as one of the most far-sighted companies in the energy business and encourages greener living in a number of different ways. Can you tell us some of the valuable energy-saving services FPU offers customers?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. We encourage our customers. We're a natural gas utility largely, but we also have a couple electric divisions and some propane. But we encourage our customers with what we call conservation rebates. When they install energy-efficient appliances, we help with the cost by giving them money back, basically. And we also provide our customer base with residential and commercial energy audits, which gas utilities are not required to do by the Public Service Commission. And we do it as a service. We've also developed an Energy Star for New Homes program, where it's a hands-on. We have within our own staff presentation givers and energy raters, and we help new home builders be able to achieve the Energy Star qualification for their homes. That's been a great service. We do a lot of education opportunities with Future Builders of America. We've worked with Habitat for Humanity on some projects, providing rating services for them at no cost, and provide speakers for building associations, conferences. We're going to be involved in the FAU Green Schools program coming up in November, providing a speaker there as well.
Yeah, well, we do a lot of work with Florida Atlantic, and they're a supporter of Our Wonderful World, so maybe we can help to promote that and be involved in that with you.
Sounds good.
You know, in your Ask the Energy Expert column in our November issue in Our Wonderful World, you wrote about a natural gas filling station in Clearwater that recently held their ribbon-cutting ceremony, and I understand it's the largest compressed natural gas filling station in the southeastern United States, and it will be open to the public. With price, I understand, right around $2.20 per gallon for the natural gas, that's a very exciting development.
It really is, and there's several more in construction or planning phases around the state of Florida and really all over the country. And we believe it's kind of one part of, you know, bringing our energy supply home. Natural gas being largely a domestic product, I believe we're part of the answer to getting off of foreign oils. This Clearwater City was pretty forward-thinking because their gas utility there is a municipality. It's owned by the city government. So the city there committed to convert their garbage trucks, basically 70 trucks, to compressed natural gas. Each truck will save $18,000 a year on fuel.
Wow.
Not to mention all the carbon savings and everything else because the natural gas has less emissions. So it's pretty exciting. And Verizon also is moving in 100 natural gas vehicles that service that area to be fueled at that station as well. So that's kind of the base load that's made it possible to build that station.
Well, that's very exciting.
You know, for some of our listeners and readers who maybe aren't intimately familiar with Florida Public Utilities, you want to kind of give us a little sketch of what FPU is all about with regard to their service area and the products and services that they offer?
Sure. Florida Public Utilities recently was acquired by Chesapeake Utilities out of Dover, Delaware. So combined, there's service area that goes from Dover, Delaware, down the East Coast to Florida, and Florida Public Utilities works all over the state in some capacity. We have two electric divisions up, one in Fernandina Beach and one over in the Panhandle in Marianna. The natural gas hub is West Palm Beach, but we service also in the central part of the state, Winter Haven area up in DeBary, and then over in the West Coast in Inglis. So we're all over the state, and we have services that we can provide anywhere in the state. So we're kind of a diverse group, forward-thinking, as forward-thinking as a utility can be, and very involved. A couple of special things we're looking at now that I'm working on personally is how can we incorporate solar in our program. So that's in the research and development stage right now, but the company's just really trying to do our parts to be good stewards.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Listen, I want to thank you for some very valuable information, Scott, and we definitely want to have you back on soon. If people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
The best way is probably my email, which is my first initial S and last name Rank, R-A-N-C-K, at F-P-U-C, the initials of Florida Public Utility Company, .com.
Okay.
And
all right.
I do answer emails.
All right. Okay, I guess that was the next question, so it won't go into a black hole then.
No.
Well, listen, thanks a lot, Scott. We really enjoyed it, and we'll definitely have you back on soon.
All right. Thank you for having me.
If you'd like more information about Florida Public Utilities, please visit www.fpuc.com. I'm Sharon Curcioli.
I'm Glenn Swift.
And we want to thank you for listening to Ask the Energy Expert on CVU Radio, brought to you by Our Wonderful World Media and Entertainment, publisher of Florida's leading green digital magazine, Our Wonderful World. Please visit us at owwmedia.com. That's owwmedia.com for the very latest in how to live a healthier, happier, greener lifestyle.